Boker Tov, we're holding Shabbos Daf Nun Daf. Sorry, Daf Tzadik Beis Mabez the Mishnah. Today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're holding Tzadik Beis Mabez at the Mishnah towards the bottom third of the page. Today's Daf is going to focus on the famous concept of Shnayim She'asu Pturim. When you have Malachas divided amongst two people performed Malachas together, they're going to be Pat. We're going to have a three-way Machloikas in the Tanaim, the extent of this Ptur of Shnayim She'asu, two people do Malachas together, the Pat, the Machloikas of Meir, Buda, and Rav Shimon. Then the Gemara is going to segue from there into the concept of Misayeya Imba Mamish. If someone's doing an Avera and someone else will say it's helping him, Misayeya Imba Mamish, the one who's helping may have no status. It may not, the relevance obviously to our Sugya is, does it help to create Shnayim Shasa Peturim? And the Gemara says not. So where else we find the concept of Misayeya Imba Mamish? That's concept number two in today's Daf. And then finally, concept number three is going to be back to Shnayim Shasu. The Gemara is going to discuss when two people do it. According to the opinion, or in scenarios, when the two are going to be chayiv, whatever the case is going to be, we'll see. According to Meir, it's one case; according to Buda, it's another case. But when two are going to be chayiv, do we need to have a shear of chiyah for both? Let's say you have a scenario with two people carrying, and they're both going to be chayiv. Do we say that there has to be a shear kegregus for zeh and kegregus for zeh, or do we say no? Even if there's one shear kegregus in the case where shnayim shasu is chayiv, even one shear alone is going to be after chayim. That's going to be the three discussions of the Gemara. Again, let's start for the Mishnah on Tzadi Beis Amabeis. Like the Mishnah, Hamaitzikiko Lishus Rabim, one who carries out a loaf into Rishus Rabim, Chayef, he's Chayef, it's on Shabbos. Seems to be a very basic din. Pashta is the way the Ritva and other Shem explain, it's simply a Hagdama. It's a Hagdama to the next din, the Mishnah of Shayim Zasu. And therefore we repeat the, Miri says the same thing, we repeat and say this basic din, that a person who carries a loaf is going to be Chayef. However, Sfas Emes and the Mishnah Lechem, not to be confused with the Lechem Mishnah, Mishnah Lechem, Sfas Emes, other Achren want to say a nice little additional Chiddush. At the Mishnah is telling us, because we're about to talk about things that are done by two people, presumably we're talking about something which is very heavy, even though it's a kikar, kikar's loaf. And by the way, when we talk about things that need to be done by two people, it's not dafka a matter of heaviness, it could also be something which is very cumbersome, very large, it's just awkward to hold by oneself. Point is, we're talking about something which is normal to be held by two people, and says Vasema, says Mishlechem, if one guy went and carried himself, you may have thought that that's called a shinui. That itself is a shinui. Carrying something which is normally fit for two to carry. One guy carrying it's like a shinui. And Nachayev says the first line of the Mishnah, according to these Achrayim, an additional chiddush. If one carries something which is normally meant for two to Shus Rabim, that's certainly not going to be potter. That's going to be chayiv. He lamaisa carried. People sometimes drum up extra strength. They muster extra ambition to do things that are normally take two people to do, and therefore that would be considered normal, and that would be chayiv. Okay. Either way, says the Mishnah, haitziyu shnayim peturim. If two people carry it, they're going to be potter. What if one person is going to carry it, but two people carry it together? Chayavin, then they're chayav. So the Tanakam Mishnah is clearly saying that Shnayim She'asu Peturim is only when they each could have carried it alone. They did it together, so each was really doing only a part of the malacha because they could have done it by themselves. Then the pater. But if they couldn't do it on their own, you require two people to do it. That's the normal way to do it. Then the two are going to be chayav. That's the Tanakam. We're going to see that is really Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Pater says no. Rav Shimon is the most lenient. Rav Shimon says, across the board, whenever two people engage in a malacha together, they're going to be pater. You need the malacha to be done by a person by himself. Even if it couldn't be done by one by himself. If it needs to, okay, no, it's a malacha. There's not going to be a malacha. It has to be done by one by itself. We haven't quoted yet in this Mishnah, the Shita of Rameir. And again, just to point out, that from Taisa of the Rishonim, that when we talk about something which, layachal, one person couldn't do by himself, it doesn't mean he couldn't do by himself, meaning because it was only simply because it was too heavy. It means even if it was too large. Or even better case. Let's say it's not too heavy or too large. But because there's two people, each one's grabbing an end. When you carry something, let's say it's a long object. If you try to lift up a long object from the very end, you won't be able to get enough traction to lift the other side. It won't work. The way they're carrying it now can only be carried by two people. If two people are at the opposite ends of a long pole, then typically, unless it's a very light pole, typically they won't be able to carry it either one by themselves because of where they're standing. Maybe had they stood in the middle of the pole, they could carry the pole by themselves. Tosfos seem to be saying that would also, and the other Rishonim agree, that would also be called Shnayim Shasurim, Shasu, in a case of lo yachal echal etziyai, in the manner that he's carrying right now, neither one could have carried it himself. That would also fit their criteria and would be chayiv according to the Tanakam and this Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and still pater according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, the Gemara is going to elaborate on this discussion, I really bring a three of machlokes. But actually, before we even get to the Gemara, just a quick lumdus from the Chashukei Chaman. He discusses the case, Alcha Maisa. We have this klal, Shnayim Shasu Pturim. We'll see more about the Shitas in a moment. But the general klal we all know is that two people do Malacha is Pater. So he's discussing Chashukei Chaman, Bzubba Shen Shlita, is discussing a case where that a Sefer Torah that got unwound from the klal, it got detached on Shabbos. They wanted to kind of wind it back up and try to maybe even reattach it. Do as little Isser Dereisa, as little Isser on Shabbos as possible, and still maintain the covenant and the sanctity of Sefer Torah. So one of the discussions were, having two people, whatever they're doing, without getting into all this room, the discussion over there was, if two people do it as opposed to one, would that make it better? One person was doing it, and someone went to go join the other person in order to help him, and by helping him, it makes the Shayim Shasu, which takes away this Dereisa. The Shayla was sent to the Chashuk Chemed, he saw the Shayla post facto, and they want to know if that works. So the Chashuk Chemed, he brings, that this whole idea of Shayim Shasu Paturim is, it's Zichat Shu, our Mishnah says it, but it's not so Pashit that if in a case where someone's going to be Eivir Nisr, for whatever reason, someone's going to be Eivir Nisr, maybe Pikuch Nefesh, or the guy's Baal Taiv, he's going to be this regardless, would there be a mile in another person coming over and helping him? What's the logic? If a person's doing the Isra, he's doing the Isra Deraisa by himself. If someone else comes over to help him, again, we'll have to see how it fits with the various Shitas, but if someone else comes over to help him, he's downgrading it, in the various cases, according to whichever Tanaim holds, Shnayim Shasu B'Paturim, he's downgrading it from an Isra Deraisa to its Patla V'Asr, it's maybe it's Drabanan, but Shnayim Shasu is Pater, it's a much less of an Isra. So there'd be a Mila, maybe, even for me, to go and engage, help someone who's being Ivan Isra Deraisa, to make it, take away this Deraisa, and make it Isra Drabanan. It'll be Isra Drabanan for both of us now. But at least I'm downgrading this. So the Chashuk Chemed brings him. Ram Shik who says, absolutely not. He says that, who told us that two Isser Kals, we don't know the power of Isurim, who told us that two Isser Kals, besides for me doing a chait in order to save Yenim, is not so Pashat either, but who told us that the Isser Kal, two Isser Kals, is a better story than one Isser Chamer? On the contrary, we do find that, let's say, the case of the Isser Kamar Achayla, let's say if a person needs to eat meat, the fact is they need to eat meat, and the choices are as follows, he can eat either Nevela, non-kosher, non-shechted meat, dead carcass of animal, or you can go shecht for him an animal, a kosher animal, and eat it on Shabbos. You have to shecht on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, it's actually based on a Ran, B'Shem the Raivid, who says that it's better to shecht the animal, be over malacha der raisa, but they're both malacha der raisas, Nevel is also malacha der raisa, but shecht the animal is a chiv skila, is Mises Bezdin, and one does it on purpose. Obviously, again, we have a Tomer Chalila, Shesh Besakana, so no one's being over any Isser in reality. This gets rules involved with Hutra Tchuya, but the point is, assuming we try to be over the least Isser as possible, so L'Chaira, the logic would be, go eat the Nevel, and don't go and Shecht. Says the Shechrar, brings the Psak based on the Ravid, that you should Shecht. Why? Because when you Shecht, you're being over one time Isser of Shechting the animal. When you go and eat the Nevel, you're being over an Isser every single bite of Nevel. Now again, if a person only needs one bite, then of course you go to Nevel. But if he needs more than one bite, he's being over many smaller, over the it's both derises, one's a Lav, and one's a Lav, which has Mises Bezdin. But the point is, it's better to be over a one-time Isser of Mises Bezdin, than multiple Yerim of Lav, says the Shulchan Aruch. So we see this idea that Marmashik brings, that not so Pashit, that being over multiple Isurim, being over multiple people, being over Isser Kal, is better than one person being over an Isser Chamer. That's a discussion completely based on our Mishnah. Chushukam brings over here, based on our Mishnah, this idea of Shnayim Shasu Paturim, how far we take that concept. Okay, let's see the Gemara in elaboration on the Shitas of Shnayim Shasu. Amarid Rav, Vamil Rabbaye, Vamil Masisatana. So it was either in the name of Rav, either as Abaye or as a Braisa. As follows, Zeyachov Zeyachov. If both people are able to carry the item by themselves, and they did it together, Remeir Mechayev. Remeir is Mechayev even when Shnayim Shasu, even when both are able to themselves, he's Mechayev. What does Remeir Pater? So we'll see the Gemara coming up. Remeir has a couple of cases that he does Pater. One case, namely, being if one does the Akira and one does the Hanacha, that's the first Mishnah of Daf Beis, this Masechta, again, second day in a row, referencing back to that Mishnah. So if one does Akira, one does Hanacha, then Remeir also agrees that's Pater. Remeir agrees over there it's Pater. Remeir holds, but if they each were involved from the Akira to the Hanacha point, if each involved from beginning to end, then it's going to be Chayiv. When one does Akira, one does Hanacha, that's Mamash Chatzi Malacha. It's nothing. That's considered Chatzi Malacha. It's like a half of, it's not a Chatzi Isser. It's a half of Malacha. Half of Malacha is not considered anything. And so we brought this idea, certainly by Yitzah, of Chatzi Malacha not being anything. We've spoken about a few times throughout the Masechta that there's a difference between Chatzi Malacha and Chatzi Shir. Not every Chatzi Malacha is a Chatzi Shir. Some Chatzi Malachas are garnished. You don't have anything, where some Chatzi Malachas maybe, potentially, you could discuss being a Chatzi Shir, but Yitzah, certainly, Chatzi Malacha doing that Kibur, that Tanacha, or anach without akira is a chatzi malach and nothing, not even a chatzi shir. So the Eishla Avram actually gives, lacking Hezber, but the Eishla Avram, we quoted him yesterday as well. He's the Pechacha, that's the one that Benji Bordas that says, say, have in mind Hashem, Adain Kol Hayaviyah, to be in a davening, and it works with the whole davening. So the Eishla Avram, he brings as a Hezber in chatzi malach, I think it's a very geshmak Hezber, he brings that if a person would go over to, with halachas, a person can't marry his sister, let's say. Pick any isha. A person can't marry his sister, he can't marry his daughter-in-law, these women are usher, his mother-in-law, he can't marry these women are usher to him for marriage. Even after, I mean, sister's always a sister, but even after, let's say, these other people become sister, daughter-in-law, they're no longer married to the son, no longer married to the father, he's no longer married to the daughter, the mother-in-law remains usher, right? He's remain usher forever. Would you say that a person who goes to marry is a regular Isha, not a mother-in-law, not a daughter-in-law, not a sister, is also Asr? You know why? It's Chatzi Shir. He's marrying an Isha. It's just not an Isha, it's Asr, it's Chatzi Shir. Obviously not, it's ridiculous. You never say that. It's such a very geschmacka point. Just because something fits the words of being half the Isser doesn't make it a Chatzi Isser, right? Kira without a Hanach, Hanach without a Kira, is like marrying an Isha, that you're going to say a Vad is Mutter, marrying an Isha who is Mutter to him, of course is Mutter, there's no Chatzi Shir, because she's halfway to being a mother-in-law, she's an Isha. No. You need to have a full-fledged Isser, and only doing part of that Isser, not to have a half an Isser. Okay, just a nice Hezber from the Isser Ram. So says the Gemara, if you have a case where two people could do it, Rameir says, Chayef. Why? Because we're talking about, again, Rameir is talking about a case where everyone's talking about a case where they're both engaged in the Akira and the Anacha, and Rameir is saying there's no Pater in that case of Shayim Shasu. What Rameir does, where he does say a Pater, we'll see in a few lines from now. Next Shita. Next scenario, Zeiniach of Zeiniach. What if two people were not able to do it by themselves? They needed each other to do it. So of course, Rameir is going to be Mechayev. Chiddush is Rabbi Huda over here agrees. Rabbi Huda agrees with Mechayev because since it can't be done by himself, that's called each person's doing what he can. That's considered that, it's not considered that it takes away the Pesur of Shayim Shasu. And Rabbi Huda agrees with Rameir that they're both Chayev. Rabbi Shimon Patters, even over there, he holds that two people are never going to be Chayev when they do Melacha together. Zeiniach, Zeiniach. What about a case where one can and one cannot? One can do it and one cannot do it. Halacha is Divrei HaKol Chayev. Over there, everyone agrees he's Chayev. He's a very fancy pronoun. Who's he? So I mean, it's fairly obvious. He's going to be the Yachol. The one who could do it, it doesn't need the one who can't do it. The one who can't do it wasn't needed at all because the one who could do it is able to do it without him. And therefore, the one who could do it is going to be Chayev. The Gemara is going to explain on Tzadik Gimel Manalf. That's going to be the whole Sugya Misayeh and Bamamish. Since one could do it and one cannot, the one who cannot is really, he's aiding, but he's really useless. He's completely unnecessary, and therefore, Mesayim B'mamish, and everyone agrees in that case, the one who was able to by himself is going to be Chayev. It seems even Reb Shimon agrees over there. Okay. Tana Mihachi. Another Bryce that just collaborates this three Reb Machlekes. Hamaitzikik L'Shosham, Monikaitzikik L'Shosham, Chayev, he's Chayev. Again, we spoke out in the Mishnah, either it's just Hagdama to the rest of the Mishnah, which is a simple Taish, that's written from the Miri. Oh, we spoke out from the Achreinus, Fasemus, and the Mishnah Lechem, that the Chiddush is, that we're talking about, it was a very heavy item, which is normal to be carried by two people, and still the one person carrying it is going to be Chayev. Okay, he's Chayev. Haitzi Yishneim, if two people were not together, Remeir Mechayev, Remeir is Mechayev. Rehuda Emerbid says, it depends. Im Lechol Echol Haitzi, if one couldn't burn up by himself, Haitzi Yishneim, and the two brought together, then Chayev, and then the Chayev, because they each were required. Vim La, but if they each could have done themselves, Pturim, they both Pater, Shneim Shasot Pater, Reb Shem Pater, Shem Pater, even in a case, across the board, even in a case were required. They each could not have done it themselves. Rav Shem is still going to say they're both Pater when they do together. Manani, Mili, Eskimar, how do we know this din? The Tarabban. Here is the Pasuk for all three Shitas. And the Mara is just going to explain how each of the three Shitas approach the Pasuk. Basaisa. When he does the Aveir, the Pasuk in its entirety says, some of us may have on the side of the page, the Pasuk says, Vim Nefesh Echas, the Pasuk by Hikr, that Perak Dalad, Vim Nefesh Echas Techta Bishkaga, Ma'am Aretz, Basaisa, Achas Mitzvah Hashem, Ashaloi Seasena V'ashim. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ha'isas Kulav La'isas Mitzasa. One's only Chayef for doing the entirety of the Avera. He's not Chayef for doing B'shoigeg, a part of the Avera. Ketzad. The Bryce now elaborates. Shnayim Shoy, Ha'isas Mamalgas Lugzin. Let's say two people holding, like a pitchfork, and they were stacking up product. Rashi explains this is Ma'amer. Bekarakar V'shevetin. Or they're holding a rod, a pointed rod, and they were V'shevetin. They were arranging the threads and the weaving by the warp. They're arranging threads by the warp. That's actually going to be one of the last cases we discuss at the end of today's app. Again, a long weaver's rod. But Kulmas V'kaisvin, the two people holding a pen and writing with the pen. Bekanavet Seel Shas Rabim. Or two people holding a reed and they took it to Shas Rabim. Yochel Yuchayav, and you think they're both chayev. Tamalayim or Basoisa. Hayis says Kulav. Hayis says Misasa. That's the drush of this pasuk. Basoisa, when a person does the malacha by himself, he does the complete malacha by himself. Basoisa, he does by himself, then he's chayev. But if it's done together, two people, if each person, namely, does part of the malacha because he's being helped by someone else, he's not going to be chayev. Top of Tzadik Gimel Aleph, the eagle shodvela. Now, that's also if we're talking about things that the Bryce takes for granted, were easy enough for one person to do by himself, and two people did it, they're both going to be putter. However, be'igul shadvela, tabu git tzadik gimel aleph. If we're talking about like a heavy pressed fig cake of a pressed cake of figs, which could be very heavy, it could be like the size of a barrel, it could be very heavy. Ve'tzilu shesrabim, and they carry it together. Be'kar ve'tzilu shesrabim, or a big beam. And they took it to Shizrabim. Rabbi Hudaimer, Im Leyachal Echalaitzi, if Taka couldn't have been done by anyone by themselves, Vetsyushnaim, and two together did it, it was need, required two people, then Chayev, then they would be Chayev, and they're both going to be Chayev. Vim Lav, but if they each could have done it themselves, so it's still like the first set of cases, Pturim, they're both going to be Pater. Rabbi Shimonaimer, Afapisha Leyachal Echalaitzi, Rabbi Shimon says, even if they couldn't have done it by themselves, they both were required. Pturin, they're going to remain Pater. Why? Lekach nemer basaisa. Yachat sha'asa. Chayev sha'im sha'asa pturim. Rav Shimon says, I don't care if he could have done it by himself or could not have done it by himself. Even when it was required, they both couldn't do it themselves, and it was required to have both of them, and they team up together to do it, they're still going to be Pater. Sha'im sha'asa will still apply over there as well. Why? Because he darshins across the board. Basaisa means one has to do malacha in solidarity by himself. He's got to do it by himself. If he doesn't do it by himself, he's not going to be chayev for the melacha, according to Rav Shimon. The Bryce didn't seem to quote Rav Meir Shita, but the Mar now is going to elaborate how all three Tanayim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon, how they all approach the pasuk. It's interesting, this Bryce didn't quote Rav Meir, and neither did our Mishnah. But the first two Bryce we quoted the Gemara did quote Rav Meir, and this Gemara is going to elaborate, again, according to all three Shitas. Mikamifically, what is exactly the machlekes? Baikra, they argue in this pasuk itself. Vim nefesh achas techta bishkaga me'amaretz. Vim nefesh achas techta bishkaga me'amaretz baseisa. That is the pasuk. Says Rav Shimon Savar, plus the mutik zivim. Rav Shimon says, I have three mutim in the pasuk. Nefesh techta, baseisa techta, I skipped, achas techta, and baseisa techta. Now the truth is, it doesn't say techta next to all three of these words. Right? It says, the pasuk says again, vim nefesh achas techta, and then that Rav Shimon says we're applying nefesh the word techta, achas the word techta, and then again the end of pasuk ba'asayisa also the word techta. But it clearly doesn't say the word techta three times. But he's reading the pasuk as if we can apply all these three mutim. Nefesh is a miyut, achas is a miyut, and ba'asayisa is a miyut. Says Rav Shimon as follows: Chal demute ze'ayik v'zemaniach. One case is coming to exclude the original case in our mesachta, the case that we said even Rameir agrees to. Rameir is the most machmer. Rav Shimon is the most mekel. Everyone agrees to this case. That's pater. What's that? Ze'ayik v'zemaniach. If one person does nakiru, one person does anacha, everyone agrees it's not going to be a chiyuv for any of them. That is one of the miyutim. B'chad. Another miyut is lemute ze'ayach v'ze'ayachol. A second miyut comes to exclude where each one could have done on their own, and they did it together. That's a classic Shnayim Shasum, which we're going to say is Pater. Rameir over there happens to argue. Rameir doesn't argue that case, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees, and Rabbi Shimon's one of the Gongim right now, says that that's the second Miyat, that's going to be Pater. And Rabbi Shimon says the third Miyat is, V'chad L'mute is Einach V'Zainach. He says, I have a third Miyat. My third Miyat is to come to exclude a case where they both couldn't do it themselves, so they needed each other. Still, they're going to be Pater because they did it in tandem, they did it together, they're going to be Pater. That is Rabbi Shimon's approach to this Pasuk. Next opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Rabbi Yehuda in the middle. He's the middle ground. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when two people were able to do it themselves, they're going to be pater, not gemer. So he gives Rabbi Shimon. But he argues Rabbi Shimon because he says, when two people cannot do it by themselves, and that's by the way, Taisa says, who he passed like, when two people, is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, when two people cannot do it by themselves, they need each other, then they're going to be chayav. So how does he approach the pasuk? The first two miyutim, he can agree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, chadim with ezek, v'zemeneach, the first miyut agrees to exclude someone who one person carries, the other person puts down, akir and anach, one person lifts up, one person puts down, that's for sure going to be pater. You need akira and acha to be done by the same person, two separate people to draw pater. And the second meet is again like Rav Shimon. The second meet is coming to exclude if the two people are able to do themselves and they did it together, they're both going to be pater. That's also the same meet. However, the third meet can't agree to Rav Shimon because he holds when they both couldn't do it, they're going to be chayev. What does he do with the third meet? The third case comes to mind, a case where Yachad did it by Raz Bezdin. Rashi explains, let's say Bezdin gave a psak that a certain fat, chaylev, is mutter. We know chaylev, of course, is usher, but they either gave a psak that chaylev in general is mutter, which is against what we said in the Torah, or they gave a psak that this part of the animal is not chaylev. Either way, but they gave a psak regarding chaylev that was wrong, and the person did it. Rashi says, do not confuse this with a case of Param Dovish Tzibur, that's only when the whole Tzibur listens. When Rebbe Tzibur listens, then we, of course, bring a problem to Tzibur. But when a Yachid himself just listens, right, he didn't do anything wrong, he listened to the Bezdin, but he did it in the Maisis Eivir Nisr, so he was ultimately over where it says the Torah. So what's the halach over there? We're coming to say he doesn't have to make carbon. The Muta Yachid Shasabayar as Bezdin, since he acted upon the Psak of Bezdin, he's a regular Yachid, he had a good source of what he was doing. He was listening to Bezdin. He's not considered doing an Isser himself, Bishkaga. He was listening to Bezdin. He's exempt from a carbon, even as a Yachid. No problem, Dov Shatzibur, and still is exempt. That's the third Miyat. So Rabbi Yehuda does not have a Miyat for Ze'en Yachid Vez'en Yachil, where the two partners, the two people involved, cannot do it themselves, and they needed each other. Rabbi Shimon holds, even that's Mamuyat. Rabbi Yehuda does not have a Miyat for that. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Ze'en Yachid Vez'en Yachil is going to be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Yachid Shatzibur is Bezdin Chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon. How is he gonna learn this last miyat? The answer is he holds taka chayev. He holds in that case a chayev carbon. Very nice. The Bezdin told you how to do it. Very sad. They made a mistake. The person was over nisser. He's over nisser b'shegig. It's classic shegig. It doesn't fit the criteria of parim dosh tzibur. There's no. It's not. You don't have a tzibur. It's a yachid, and therefore he would taka be chayev a carbon. Rashi seems to have a version there. Reb Shimon is like l'shitasei. Reb Shimon is l'shitasei because Reb Shimon and Hurias also says chayev. Taisus very bothered. Taisus, if you jump into Taisus, hachyar sinan. Reb Shimon yachid also. Bezdin, this is the third taste of the page. Yachid Shasabaras Bezdin, Light Sarah Kra. Taisus completely switches our Gemara's gears over here. Taisus says, don't save Reb Shimon. We have to answer how Reb Shimon knows this thing about Bezdin. Reb Yehuda uses the pasuk for this. How does Reb Shimon know it? So Rashi is learning, and the gears that we have is Reb Shimon says, Yechayev there. And Rashi says, that's exactly Reb Shimon Shita in Urias. Taisus is bothered that if you look in Urias, it's not Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon there says, Pater. When a person listens to Bezdin and he makes a mistake and he's a Yachid, he's Taka Pater. So you're back to the question, Reb Shimon should need the meat for the same din of Reb Yehuda. Answers Taisus there for Taisus. The Gemara's answer is, switch the gears. The Gemara is not saying that Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon certainly agrees. Reb Shimon just holds you don't need a pasuk. Yachid that was asa by Ras Bezdin. Bezdin gave him a psak and he listens to Bezdin and he's Eivir Nisr because of Bezdin. Like Tzarek Kra, I don't even need a pasuk that he's Pater. Of course he's Pater. I'm not sure if it's Taisa calls an Einus. It's like a Masasik. It's a much higher Madrega. Shaykh gives when I forgot the Halacha. Over here, I forgot the Halacha. I went to the Rav, asked the Shaila. He told me it's Mutter. I'm an Einus. I'm like, it's like a Masasik. And therefore, I don't even have to bring a carbon. Therefore, Taisa says, Mamish opposite, not that a Yachid will be Chayiv, according to Shimon. A Yachid's Pater, but I don't even need a pasuk. That's how clear the Yachid's Pater. Okay, back to Machlokes Shem Shas. So far we explained Reb Yehuda, and we explained Reb Shimon. Now we're up to Reb Meir. For Reb Meir will tell you, Miksev Nefesh Techta, Achas Techta, Baseisa Techta. Reb Meir says, right off the bat, what we point out when we started. It doesn't say all three with the word Techta. So Reb Meir, obviously, in order to, remember, Reb Meir only says, he has one Pater. Ze'iker and Ze'meniach. One person like one person miniach, he has that Pater. And also, you can also apply a Pater according to Reb Meir, I mean, the Mar's going to say it, for a case where the Hiras Bezdin. This last case of Hiras Bezdin, where Bezdin issues a mistake of Psak, we can say Reb Meir agrees to that case of Pater as well. But every other case of Shayim Shasu, even if it's Ze'yachel v'Ze'yachel, both people are able to do it by themselves. Certainly Ze'enyachel v'Ze'enyachel, Reb Meir is going to say Chayev. So Reb Meir will never have a third Miyat. Therefore, the approach for Reb Meir is going to be, we eliminate, we start off the bat, we don't have three Miyatim. Says Reb Meir, three mutik siv. I only have two mutim in this pasuk, and my mutim are as follows: Chadli mutei zayikiv zemeniach. One comes to skud again, like a mishnah daf beis, that if Ruvain does nakira and Shimon does nacha, they're both going to be putter. In that case, they're not going to be chayiv. The chadli mutei yachid shasav bayras bezin, and one mutim comes to skud when the yachid does bayras bezin, when the bezin gives the wrong pasuk, and the fellow follows. He's exempt from a carbon, but the mayor says, but in any case of Shnayim Shasu, if each did the malacha from beginning to end, from the Akira to the Anacha, from beginning to end, whether you needed them both, whether you didn't need them both, whether they couldn't do themselves, or they could do themselves, either way, they're both going to be chayav according to our mayor. That's the three-way machlaika. So again, according to our mayor, the only pater of Shnayim Shasu is when you have a chatzi malacha. Zeak Iker, Zeak Meniach. When each one's only doing half malacha, then our mayor agrees to pater. Otherwise, they're both going to be chayav. According to Behuda, no. If they each could have done on their own, then they're going to be pater, the two Shnayim Shasu's pater. If they couldn't do it on their own, they needed each other, then Shnayim Shasu is going to be chayev. And we elaborate when we talk about they need each other, needing each other from the Rishayim we spoke, it doesn't just mean it's too heavy. It could be too cumbersome, but even more than that, it doesn't just mean too heavy or too cumbersome. It could be even a case where the item theoretically could have been lifted by one by themselves, but they chose to carry it in a way which the way they're carrying it right now needs both of them. That would also be chayev. That would also be chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's considered ena yachal. They each couldn't carry it the way they're carrying it. That's ena yachal. They're both be chayev. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even by ena yachal, ena yachal, and certainly by shnayim, but both are able to carry themselves. We say shnayim shasu is pater across the board according to Rabbi Shimon. Amar zeh yachal v'zeh.
Shimon, call it Tyra Kula, if you want.
So now we're moving on to the second the second category, really. We said if one can do the melacha by himself and one cannot, so that everyone agrees he's chayev. Who's he? The one who's yachal. Why? The one who's yachal was able to do by himself. The one who was not able, what's he doing? He's really useless here. And therefore, he's the one, he's going to be putter. What do you mean? Come say about day. He's helping. He's helping. Why? Is even though he's not required, he's helping. Shouldn't that be enough to make him chayev? This opens up our next conversation. When you have a helper, helper's garnished. If you need each other, then we have a discussion. If they're both going to be chayev or not. But when one could do it by himself, another one's not needed. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shimon that only the one who could do it by himself is chayev. The other one who's just helping is not going to be chayev because Masayeya in Mamish is considered, it's considered not chashev, not significant. The Gemara is going to bring four rayas. We're going to have this twice today. Four rayas to a din. First, we're going to have over here now, four rayas, and then I'm going to base quickly four rayas to another discussion. I'm Rabbi Zidim Mishmei Rava. This four rayas to Masayeya in Mamish. After an amatinian, we have a raya to this din that Messiah is not considered chashev. Hayesh v'gabim mita the shomer azav. Right, we've spoken of this countless times in Masechet Shabbos. I wish we were actually keeping tally how many times we've mentioned the din of Tumas Medrash and Zav is Masechta. It's literally we're in the dozens. Hayesh v'gabim mita v'arba talias tachas ragla mita. If he's sitting on top of a bed and there's four talisim under each leg of the bed, one per leg. So the shaila is, we know when Azav sits on something, of course, gives us Tumas Medrash, makes it to Avatuma, when I can go over the Cheshbonis again, Azav makes a tummy, that which he sits on. Fine. The question is, we know it goes many levels. If he's sitting on a mattress, and there's 10 mattresses beneath it, they're all tummy. What about the talisim that are being placed under the legs of the bed? The bed kalachar is stand without the talisim. So let's see. Hayesh v'gav mita, v'abit talis tachas ragla mita. So, Timaeus. The halacha is that the talisim won't tell me why. Because the cheshbon here is, I got ahead of myself, the cheshbon here is the legs. Is each leg considered integral? If each leg is considered integral, then whatever the leg is resting on is considered the zav's resting on, and that will be tummy. That's like the 10 mattresses. Whatever the leg is resting on will be tummy if each leg is integral. But if each leg is not integral, then each leg will not be considered, something that the zav's resting on. Says the Bryce very clearly. A leg, we know a three-legged table, what happens? It tips over. And therefore, the zav wouldn't be able to sit in it. And therefore, all four legs are considered integral, and therefore, they're all going to be tamei. Says explicitly, because it couldn't last on three of the legs. Rav Shimon Tar, Rav Shimon Sold Star. It's beautiful. There's Rav Shimon Lashtas. Rav Shimon says, when you have multiple people doing something together, or in this case, it's multiple talis, multiple legs, so even if it's eni achel v'eni achel, still, it's like shnayim shasu, and it's going to be tar. Fits very good for Shulah Shasai of our Sigya. Okay. Hayerech v'gabi behema, if someone's riding an animal, Tais points out, lavdavka riding. Because from the conversation, we claim, talking about a case where the animal's stationary and lifting one leg or relying on the other legs, that's going to be discussion. It just means he's sitting on an animal. And there's four talisim underneath the legs of the animal to hayerech. Over there, the talisim atar. Why? Meshechel lamed al shalish. Because very clearly, an animal can easily stand without tipping over on three legs. Animal can lift up one leg and be standing on another three legs. Since the animal can lift up one leg and be standing on another three legs, therefore, the fourth leg is not considered, each leg is not considered integral, and therefore, the talisim under the leg will not become tummy. V'amai, how come I say about dadi? How did dadi? Why are the talisim not tummy? Lamaisa, each leg is helping. You're right, they're not necessary, but each leg is helping. This is our first right, number one. The Maseyim Mamish, helping is neshunik. It has to be Mamish integral. If it's not integral, helping is not enough to be Mechayev. Amar Vidim, this Ravidim just wants to deflect the proof. I'll tell you Maseyim is Mamish. Maseya is something. Shaini Acha to Akal Gamri. Maybe the case over here is where you lifted one foot totally, meaning you're right. In a case we had all four legs, the animal had all four legs on the ground. You're right. The animal could have been steady. It could have been stable with just three legs on the ground. And one leg is going to be, is taka extra. But maybe in that case, and if that's the case, you're saying that what is it? It would be a classic misayaya. It's helping, but it's not needed. But maybe we're talking about a case where it's more strong than that. Maybe we're talking about a case where the animal lifted his leg fully. When he lifts his leg fully, that leg is mamish doing nothing. It's not even a misayaya. So the other three legs doing everything, that leg's doing nothing. And maybe over there, that's why it's the talus isn't tummy. But in a normal case, where by misayaya, maybe it would be tummy, and you no longer have a raya, the misayaya mamish. So, right away, the question, the Mar is going to deflect the question anyway, but the Chaz Nish takes it as a big issue with the question. Bishlam, if we talk about Misayeya, so on all four of the legs, we could say at any time, even when the animal's sitting on all four legs, each leg itself is not integral because it could survive on the other three legs. But if you have to come out the case where one leg is lifted and only the other three are down, that works for one leg. that doesn't work for all four legs. So one, you come up with a way, we're not even sure which one, but one of the four talesim, let's say that animal's right foreleg is lifted. So the left foreleg and the two hind legs are both down. So for sure, three of the four talesim would be tummy in that case. So what's your, how are you still explaining how all four talesim are going to be tar? Even in your question, even in your deflection, Rav Chisda, even in your deflection, you're not explaining how all four talesim, giving an explanation why they would be considered only Misaya and therefore would be Tar, L'chaira, it only fits if you hold Misaya in Ramamish, which the Mar is going to come back to, but the Chazanish is bothered that even wants to have a Mina, why we need a deflection, from the Chazanish. Okay, says the Mar, anyway, the Mar deflects the deflection. Since the Maisa, sometimes the animal moves and lifts this leg, sometimes lifts that leg, so let's compare it to another case of Zav. Lavi Kazam is hapech, it should be if this other moves around while he's asleep, and we learned about that all the sides will be tummy. Mila etzera, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Zav shei mutal gabi chamish sofsom. A Zav was lying across five different benches, al chamish pundus, or five different pundus, they take it as money belts, blarkon, if he's lying across them, these items, of course, their length to ma'am. They're tummy. Why? Because when he's lying across them length, we could assume at any his full body weight was his body weight was going across, was going on each of these at some point on each of these benches or belts. And therefore, the whole tummy. L'rachvin, if he's lying across it widthwise, so at no one point is he really putting rave of his body weight on any one of these items, benches, or belts, therefore, tarim, they're going to be tar. However, yashin, if he was sleeping, even though he's lying across the width, then a person moves around when they sleep, and therefore, sabbe sabbech lam, tamam, it's a suffix he moves around in it, and therefore, it would make a tummy, because suffix he may have leaned on any one of these items with his full body weight while he was sleeping. So, the Gemara is asking, to Rav Yehuda Mizistra, certainly, even if you tell me the animal could be, aren't we talking about case the animal lifted one leg? But L'chaira, we should be concerned that at any point, it may have lifted any one of the legs, and therefore, all four legs were integral to the stabilizing of the animal at different points, and therefore, vital, all four talisim should be tame. So what's this business I was saying that the fourth talisim aren't the legs are not tame? It must be, go back to a simple case. The animal's all four legs on the ground, and each leg is, can be viewed as a misayeya because it could be supported by the other three legs, and since each leg can be viewed as misayeya, therefore it's going to be tame, tar, because misayeya imamish. El alav, mishum damina, misayeya imamish. Must be, we see misayeya imamish, and therefore your deflection is not a good deflection. That's Raya number one. That's the longest with the raya of Misayeya in Ramamish. Raya number two. Amar Papi Shmei Rava. Avraham Tanina. We have a raya from the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Zavim. Top of Tzadikim on Beis. Rabbi Yisi Emer. Hasus Matame Al Yadav Chamar Al Raglav. Asus is Matame. If there's something that's a talus, let's say, that's beneath its four legs, front legs, the four legs, and chamar al raglav. Chamar is matame, if a talus is placed in the back legs. Why? Shebeshenes asus ayadav chamar raglav. Very simple, because the sus, he sits, when he rests, he puts himself, leans his weight on his four legs, whereas the chamar on the hind legs. Again, of course, I didn't speak it out, but we're talking about a zav, obviously again, a zav, or someone else is sitting on top of this horse, on top of the donkey, and is imparting timas medrus on the item beneath the legs of the sus and of the chamar. Again, this ride is much more short, much more straightforward. Am I, how come I say about the adadi? L'chur, the legs are all helping the animal. L'amish adamim, say mamamish. The reason why the front legs of the hind legs of the horse, or the front legs of the chamar, are not going to be telling me what's underneath it, even on the misayeya, it's going to be saved by mamish, dafka the ikr legs, which by the horse are the front legs, and by the chamar are the hind legs. So therefore, you see very clear, misayeya by mamish, that's right number two. Right number three, Amar Ravashi, Afanam Metanina, Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Ragla Achas Alki, Ragla Achas Talritz, someone who's doing a vayit in the Beis Mikdash, he's supposed to have his feet, the kohen, supposed to have his feet, bare feet on the Ritz, as we spoke out many times, in the winter is quite cold, he used to have that room, that he used to go to the Beis Mikdash to go warm themselves up. Okay, so it's Ragla Achas Alki, Ragla Achas Alritz, but one foot on the Kli, and one foot on the floor. Or Ragla Achas Al Evan, Ragla Achas Alritz, one foot on a stone, and one foot on the Ritz. Well, Allah is as follows. We won't know if the vayit is possible. Did a vayit already? Is it possible that a vayit? Ryan, we analyze. If you take away the kli or slash the evan under that foot, if you take away the evan or the kli, he'd be able to be stable on the one foot that's on the ground in the base of Mikdash. If you're still stable on the foot that was directly on the ritzpah, then it's okay. If I just kasher, because even though his foot was on the kli on the stone, he could have lasted, he could have stood up without it, and therefore it's going to be kashrut avodah v'im lav. But if, unfortunately, if with taking away that stone or that kli, he would tip over, he wouldn't be able to stand on the one leg. It could just have be a factor of his, in general, core strength, his ability, his balancing ability. Okay, avodah pasul, in that case, avodah is going to be pasul. But what do you mean? In both cases, it should be pasul. Why? Because either way, the kli and the evidence is being misayaya, v'amai, hakam misayaya ba'adi adadi, l'chari, the stone and the kli are certainly being misayaya, lav daminim, lav mishul daminim, misayaya b'mamash, chari tzirai, we say Taisus gets to the discussion that we have mimimina. We discuss mimimina is normally not we would assume it's not a chatzitza. So at least the stone, Taisus talks about the kli first, but the stone, certainly the stone, the base of Midrash's floor is made out of stone. So the stone shouldn't be chatzitza. Taisus discusses a simple svara that perhaps a mimimina is not a chatzitza in normal scenarios, but here it's different because a stone in the base of Midrash's floor is just presents a tripping hazard. It's something that's destined to be taken away, to be moved away, something that they don't want there. They don't really typically want it there. So if you step me on something that you don't want to be there, that certainly would be considered, even if it's mimimina, that certainly would be considered chatzitza. If it's destined to be removed, that would be a chatzitza. So therefore, again, Gemara is asking the chari should be a problem. The answer is, Mesayim b'mamish, therefore it's not going to be a problem in a case where he could have survived, he could have stood without it, a third raya, fourth and final raya, Amravina, Afanam Tanina. We have another raya to Mesayim b'mamish, Kibo Min. This is talking about, again, my Vaida. He's supposed to do, Rashi learns, for the Rashi brings the famous drash of him, wherever it says Etzpa Kahuna, has to be done with the Kohen's right hand. Kibo Min, the Kohen does Kabbalah of the Dam with his right hand, but he uses his left hand to stabilize his right hand, to stabilize the Kli Sharis in his hand. Avodasuk Shera, Avodasuk Kasher. Amai, how can Mesayim b'mamish? He's getting help from his left hand. Isn't that an issue? We have four rayas, Mesayim b'mamish. It's very geshmak, our Gemara, but four rayas, Mesayim b'mamish. And getting back to our case in Shabbos, so if Reuven's able to do the melacha himself, and Shimon helps Reuven, and Shimon couldn't do the melacha himself, we're saying Reuven's chayiv, and Shimon's putter, because he's at best a shnayim shah, so he's putter, and Reuven's chayiv, because the Mesayim b'mamish, and therefore Reuven remains as if someone did by himself, Mesayim b'mamish, and Lachumar, Reuven's going to be chayiv. Our sikh is saying Mesayim b'mamish, and we bring four rayas. Lamaisa, there's a shas discussion, and we find many conflicting scenarios in Shas where we say Meseya Yesh by Mamish. So just to, I have to judge each one in case by itself. I'll just bring a couple examples. Famous, the Gemara Makis on Daf Chaf. The Gemara Makis discusses a person who's getting a haircut and he makes the sides even, cuts the payas off. The Gemara discusses who's going to be Chayev. So of course the Makiv is Chayev. The Gemara discusses that the Nikiv also is Chayev. Why? Ravashi explains the Nikiv could be Chayev. You know why? Meseya Dvar Vera Hakol. Everyone agrees that when he's Meseya is Chayev, when the Nikiv goes and turns his head towards the makif, towards the one who's cutting, giving the haircut, and he helps the guy cut the payas off, he's going to be chayav. Shulchan Aruch brings this in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. He brings halach lemaisa that we say in Yerdea, Kuf Pei Aleph, he means halach lemaisa, then Meseyeya by a nikif is chayav. The nikif himself is chayav for helping the cutting of his payas, cutting off the size of his head. He's chayav. The chayav is only Meseyeya. Our sikh is a Meseyeya mamish, and they were saying Meseyeya is chayav. So the Shita, when Kabetzes and Beitzer already tries to start being mechalik, that depends on what type of Messiah. The word Messiah just means helping. Is it, really, Agamar addressed a little bit this svara, is it a Messiah that was mamish necessary? If Reuven couldn't do without Shimon, then Shimon's Messiah is more than just a Messiah, and Shimon therefore would be chayev. If Reuven could do without Shimon, then Shimon wouldn't be chayev. He wants to make such a chilek. But in general, we still seem to find that this idea of Messiah being pater is not so simple across the board. First of all, we wrote the case of Makkas, which again, maybe accused the Shita's explanation, but we wrote the case of Makkas that says very clearly that the Messiah is chayev. There's a couple of other cases. The Taz, this is relevant when Isha needs to go to the mikvah on Friday night and she didn't cut her fingernails. So the Maisa not so pasha that we're naig that she has to cut her fingernails and make sure they're shorter and clean. What if she didn't cut them before Shabbos? So what about asking a guy to cut the fingernails on Shabbos? Taz brings that we do not do that. You know why? Because we're scared she's going to help move her hand in a way to help the guy cut her nails. Cutting nails on Shabbos, in that case, could be an Isser, a Malacha, Isser Deraisa. Having the nails cut for going to the mikvah is really a chumrah. It's a chumrah shastadik. It's not something which is absolutely necessary, as long as they're clean. It's a chumrah shastadikula, and therefore don't do it. What do you mean? She's only Meseyeya. Meseyeya b'mamish. She's only Meseyeya. Yet we're still makbid, Taz says. Halach l'maisa, Taz is makbid. Then she shouldn't do it. Better let others. There's a discussion. Mishabura, not so simple. But according to Taz, clearly, we're saying Meseyeya. Meseyeya is a problem. Meseyeya is Yesh b'mamish over there, and she shouldn't do it. She should go to the mikvah without cutting off the fingernails. Another classic case, we actually referenced this just a couple days ago, by Kesha Bracha. We said there's 10 items. Remember we spoke out, there's 10 things about Kesha Bracha. One of them we had a discussion for means that the case has to be whole, or we had a different discussion what it means in one of the cases, one of the 10, just a couple of back in Shabbos. But one of the 10 things is, you're supposed to hold the Kesha Bracha in the right hand. So the Gemara that discusses, but what about using the left hand, like Mamashar case of Klisharis in our Gemara? What about using the left hand to aid, to stabilize the right hand? hand. What about doing that? So the Gemara says you can, but the Gemara says, you know, we don't do it. You know, we don't want to do it. We don't want to, you're supposed to use the right hand. We want to use the right hand by itself. We don't have the left hand be Messiah. Over here, you're talking about a Dindra Banan. The whole idea of holding the cup in the right hand, Kaisha Bracha. Whole thing is a Dindra Banan, and we're makbid that the left hand aiding is detracting from holding with the right hand. That's Messiah Yesh Bamamish. Another case is Bamamish. And lastly, we have this is actually a great example where we see a distinction between Dereis and Drabanan. Mid Dereis the Isra Lifnei Iver, what's the Isra Lifnei Iver? If it's two sides of a river, if Reuven cannot get to this without Shimon, Shimon has to pass it over to him from the other side of the river, then Shimon's Isra Lifnei Iver. If Reuven can get to this anyway, and Shimon just helps him, maybe speeds the process, on a biblical level, that's not Isra Lifnei Iver. On Drabanan, it's called Messiah, and it's not even Dereis. Drabanan came along and Asr Messiah. Messiah, Ledvar Veira is Asr. Again, it's just a classic case, Xer Drabanan. But the point is, we see again another case where on a derice level saying Messiah Eim Mamish, and the Rabbanah came along and said Messiah Yesh Mamish. So the point is, even though Agamara seems to be saying unequivocally four riots, Messiah Eim Mamish, it really depends. You have to look at each case separately. We just spoke out at least three or four cases. One case was the case of Nikif cutting the payas off. One case is the case of the Isha by the Mikvah cutting her nails off on Friday night. One case is the case of Brachas holding the kais. And another case is the general Din Lifnei Iver, where at least on a rabbinic level, or even by Dina Darbanan, we are makbid, and in some cases even the Raisa by Nikif. We're makbid, Messiah Yesh B'mamish. It seems to be not such a clear black and white psak throughout the entire Shas. Okay. So that's my vita. Now we just get to the last discussion of the day. Amar, Zeyachal, very quick discussion. Zeyachal, Zeyachal. When both parties are able to do the malach themselves, Rameir Mechayev, Rameir says Chayev, Rameir has most chomer, Rameir says even if both are able to do themselves, they're still Chayev. Rabbi argues says no. And Rashim also goes to the board. Rabbi argues says that no, when both are Yachal, that both Shayev Shas was Pater. When both are any Yachal, Rabbi agrees Chayev. And this Shaila could be asked in Rabbi Yudah in the same case. What's the Shaila? Meaning in Rabbi Yudah, in the case of both were any Yachal. Ibayla, what's the Shaila? Being Shila Zeh, Vishila Zeh, Aydim Mashiach Lekulam. According to your mayor, that two people do it together are going to be Chayev. Do they each have to have at least their own full shear? Let's say the shear of carrying something was a Kegregus. Do they each have to carry a Kegregus for themselves? So when two do it together, you need to have two kegregris? Or no, two that carry together, one kegregris, are going to be chayev. That is the shayla kort or mayor. Taish is actually bothered. Why on earth are we asking the shayla in her mayor? We don't pass like a mayor, we pass like a behuda. We pass like shayim sha'asur, shayim sha'asu, and are going to be pater by a case of zeyachal v'zeyachal. Only by a case of zeyachal v'zeyachal are they chayev. So we can ask the exact same shayla in a behuda by zeyachal v'zeyachal, whether they do it together, and they're going to be chayev. Do they need a double shear or not? So Taish is a shtar kasha. Why on earth is the mayor asking her mayor? Asking Rabbi Yehuda, Ali b'Dilchusa. Tosfos gives two answers. Answer number one to Tosfos, very simple. Switch the girsa, and say Zein Yachal v'Zein Yachal. According to Yehuda's Mechayev, we ask the Shaila, same exact Shaila. Do they have to have a shear for both? That's Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos' second answer is a nice chap. Tosfos says, when we talk about a case of Zein Yachal v'Zein Yachal, presumably we're talking about something which is heavy, something which is large, right? Why would it be Zein Yachal v'Zein Yachal? Each one could do it by themselves. They couldn't do it by themselves, Mestama, because it was large. So if it's talking about something which they couldn't do by themselves because it's large, you already have a shear. The Mer purposely is asking Mer Meir, because when it's Zein Yachal v'Zein Yachal, of course the Shiloh would apply if relevant, but it's likely not so common that's relevant, because Zein Yachal v'Zein Yachal is almost guaranteed that you already have a case where you have a shear for each one, and therefore the Mer purposely asked Mer Meir a nice Geshmak Achap for Taisa's Teretz. Okay, but this is the Shiloh. Do you need to have a shear for each one of them or not? That is the shayla. Both according to Meir, according to Yehuda, says Gemara. Rav Chizkiya of Amnuna, chadam rashir lezev v'shir lezev v'chadam rashir achil lekulan. Then mechalikas, one says you need a shear for each one, otherwise they're not both v'nichayev. And one says no, one shear lekulan is sufficient. Amar Pabbi Shvei Dereva, Afan Abtadina. We have a raya from the following Mishnah. Haya yeshiv gabe mita v'arba talias. The Gemara is going to bring a few rayas, all trying to point to the sides to the opinion that Shir echad lekulan, one shear for both is sufficient to be chayev. The Mar is going to try to bring four rayas, three of them the Mar is going to keep, the fourth one the Mar is going to fall off. But again, second time today we're having four rayas. The Mar is going to bring four rayas, that one shear, and this takes us right to the Mishnah. Four rayas, that one shear is good enough for both to be chayev. Says the Mar, right number one, Hayesh v'gam mita, we're sitting on top of mita, the same case as before. Abatis tachas miyag mita, and there's a talus underneath each one of the four legs, and the zav is sitting on top of the bed. Tameas all four tame, meisha ein yachal lamed al shalish, because the legs can't, three legs alone can't stand, so each one of the legs are integral. So each leg is integral. Whatever the leg, whatever weight the leg is on, namely a talus, are all going to be tame. Ask the Gemara v'amai. It's very nice to have four legs and four talasim, but But according to your logic, that you need a shear, a separate shear for each. You should need a separate zav. You should need four zavim on the table, a separate zav for each. Leboy a shear zivul azeh, shear zivul azeh. Each talus she needs own zav. La mishadar mina sheach lekulam. The answer is a no. Even this opposite. This is four talisa for the human. We're talking about case in our case of multiple humans carrying one item, but the point is the same idea. If you need a shear echel lekulam, if you need each one needs its own shear by carrying. Each person needs his own share. So by talus, each talus should need its own share of, and yet we don't say that. Rather, share echel kulam is after mechayev, and therefore it's a right to that svara. Next, Amar Rav Nachman.
Minimum share for a zav.
No, no, it means a person, a separate zav. Each talus should need. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Avraham Tini. Another right. Tzvi shenichz bayis. A deer goes into the house, v'nal achav v'fanav, and one closes the door. Behind the deer, chayev. He's chayev for, what's he chayev for tzad? No, l'shnayim, if two people close the door, peturim the pater. The pater, because shayim shavs, that's pater. Lo yachal echalinol, this goes beautiful like a b'yuda. Lo yachal echalinol, what if one couldn't close myself? It's a very heavy door. One couldn't close by myself. And all l'shnayim, need two people to close it. Chayev, they're both going to be chayev. But what are they both chayev for? They're both chayev for trapping one animal. V'amai, l'boy shir, let's say, l'zev, shir, let's say, l'zev. There's only one act of tzeda happening over here. How can each be chayev? You don't have two separate shirim of tzeda. It's one act of tzeda. Says the Marlam Mishum Daminan Sheikh Lukulam. It's another raya again. That Shir Echel Lekulam is enough to mechayev both of them. A third raya, Amar Avina, Afanayim Tanina. We also have a proof from a Braisa. Hashutvim Shekavu V'Tavchu Chayevim. Shutvim that what gun of a tavach. We know the halacha is when if someone steals, he's got if he's caught, he's got to pay kefil. If he steals and he shechts, he's got to pay four or five times, depending if it's a sheep or an ox. Okay, says the Gemara. So Shutvim Shekavu V'Tavchu Chayevim. The Shutvim Nechayev to pay the four and five time payment for the sheep slash ox. V'amai, the bay shit vichel azeh, shut and shechta together, l'chayri, they should each have need a shir tvichel, each was not doing a whole shechita, each was only doing a partial shechita. La'am shudamin, shirach l'kulan, chayri, it's a raya that we say, shirach l'kulan, that each one, that one shir is good enough for both. One shear is good enough for both. We bring a raya by there from the tvich, not from the gneva, because any amount of gneva is a gneva. So any amount, if you could break down the smallest denomination, it's still a gneva. There's a discussion whether there's a dinim, less than bachas, b'shabruta, but the iser gneva is for any amount, even the most minute amount, and therefore the shear for the gneva was never a question. The shear for shechita is a question. You only have one shechita. How they both chayev together for one shechita? The answer is, shech lekulam, a third raya, that one shear is good enough for both, and a fourth raya, which the Gemara is not going to ultimately stick with Amar Vashi, Avraham Tanina, Shnayim Sheitzu, Kana Shagardi, Chayavin. Two people that carry out the weaver's reed. Remember what we had before? The weaver's reed was the stick that they use to make sure that all the threads are aligned properly on the warp while he's weaving. So the weaver's reed, if two people carry it together, they're Chayav Amai. Why they Chayav? They're by Shir, Tel Zev, Shir, Tel Zev. Some Shir is talking about a very simple weaver's reed, not so big, and each one can carry it by himself, and yet they're Chayav together. Why? The Chayav don't have a Shir carrying for each one. Says Gemara, the Chayav's a Raya, La Mishim, I mean, Shir Echad, the Kulam, one Shir for both is sufficient, the Chayav's a fourth Raya. The Gemara says, this last Raya we don't like. Only have Achabed, Rav Vashi. Dilma Dispe, Kitele Vasha, Beitzakala, Lazer, Beitzakala, Gazer. Naskishmakachap. We know reeds. It's wood is can be used as firewood. We discussed reeds that actually are not used for a pen, are too thick, are cracked, used for firewood, and we said the shear for that is enough to cook a small egg. Maybe this reed is long enough to at least have enough wood to cook an egg, two eggs, to cook two, an egg for each one, and therefore they're going to be each going to be chayev. Tamar says, 1 second, if that was your chiddush, why are you getting involved with the weaver's reed? Why should the gardi? Why are you focusing on kesagardi? Going back to kesagardi, must be your chiddush is, even though you have shir echel lekulam michayev, so it is back to being a raya. Tamar says, no. Dilma dispekel arg mapal azeh, ukdela arg mapal azeh. Once we go back to gardi, who told you that this gardi b'chal didn't have a shir to do, to be able to fix two different weaver chains. Maybe it's enough of a stick that could be used for two different weaver chains, and that's why you chayev. So you vayt have an araya that one shear is good for kulam, for both. Elam helka mashpah, therefore the mar says, you're right, this fourth raya is not a good raya. We can't be a clear raya for this fourth case. Tyson points out, I'm sure it's bothering some of you, that even if the reed is big enough, the reed is long enough to fix two weaver chains, you can't do two at once. Unless you have like a it's cut in the middle as like a string where it's flexible, you can't use the same stick at the same time for two different weavers, two different warps. Says Taisa Enacham, even though I can't use it for two at once, still the fact that it's a shear for both, even though it says Afagav Im Regilus Larg Shem Apis Pekanechad Im Yeh Shear Larg Mapozeh Vazechayev. Still, you have a shear for both. The fact you have a shear for both, that would be a reason why you can be chayev. You can't be a raya from there to a case we only have a shear for one that you chayev. We have three other rayas, but this can't be a raya that a shear for one is chayev because we don't know. Maybe over here has two shearim, and that's why shnayim that carry is chayev. Tani Tanakam Eder Nachman. We had a brayse that torn from Nachman. Shnayim Shaditzu Kanish Agardi. Two people that carried out a weaver's reed are Peturim. Reb Shimon chayev. According to Shimon's chayev, which is a pella. Reb Shimon was the most lenient cheat in our sugya. He's the one that says across the board, Shtayim Shasu always pater, even when it's Eina Yachol's, you pater. Says the Mar, Klapi Lai, does that make any sense that Tanakam is saying Chayav, pater, Bashim is being Chayav? Ela Ema, flip it. Chayav, the Tanakam was saying two people carried out as Chayav. Rabbi Shimon pater, Rabbi Shimon is one of the paters, that fits much better with how we learned Rabbi Shimon always paters. We have Rabbi Meir, it's Machayav across the board, except for Yaakov Zemaniach. Rabbi Shimon is Machayav across the board. And if you read in the middle, it says, when they're both able to do themselves, pater, when they need each other, they're going to be chayev, atkan. That was the sugya of today's sugya of Shtayim Shasu. We'll pick up Mitzvah from here tomorrow.